I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. As inflation edges closer to the Federal Reserve's 2% target, hopes are rising they may shift policy and start cutting interest rates next year, possibly as soon as spring. They meet again this week, Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick on expectations for this session.
At its final meeting of the year, the Federal Reserve's policy setting body is expected to do something that's going to look familiar, and that means it's going to stand pat on interest rates, something it had done at the previous two meetings.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell has recently downplayed the idea rate reductions are nearing. Still, the week on Wall Street started on an upward path. Seth Sutel has the closing numbers.
The S&P 500 rose 0.4% Monday. The NASDAQ Composite rose 0.2%. The Dow added 157 points. That's about 0.4%. The yield on the 10-year Treasury was little changed at 4.23%. Seth Sutel, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas.
This is a message from sponsor Intuit TurboTax. You've sent so many emails to your tax pro and nothing. It feels like you're chasing updates. But now your taxes are done for you by a TurboTax expert, so you actually know what's happening. You can match with an expert and just hand off all your tax stuff to them right in the app. So instead of guessing, you can feel confident your TurboTax expert's on it. Now this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Visit TurboTax.com to learn more. Only available with TurboTax experts. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile app.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.